Hello, welcome to Football in 5 Minutes, innit? We're back after a little break. Sorry about that. Let's just get into the news. So, again, so sort of starting with United, because they seem to be at the top of all of the sort of gossip and sort of gossip pages and back pages. There seems to be a lot going on between Paul Pogba and Jose Mourinho. The latest claim is that you know, that the relationship's completely broken down, that Pogba's told Mourinho only speak to him through his agent, which I think is ridiculous, which I think is a ridiculous claim. I don't believe Pogba would actually say that. And, I mean, it just seems to be something that is just deteriorating in a situation that's running and running. Barcelona reported to keep tabs on him, according to the Daily Mail, that truth-telling newspaper. Apparently Pogba wants to leave even if his relationship with Mourinho is mended, and the sort of response to that is apparently Mourinho has said to Pogba, if you want to leave, just ask for a transfer, which of course players will never do because it significantly reduces their bargaining power when they do decide to move. I mean, like I've said previously on Pogba, if we can get like 150 million for him, I would take that with both hands. You know, is there anyone at Barcelona that we could take in exchange? I mean, I don't know whether they'd let Rakitic go, but that would be a great signing in exchange. I mean, yeah, for me, Pogba's bang average. He does some decent stuff, but you know, if there was another player dressed up as Paul Pogba who did the exact same stuff, I don't think he would be rated half as highly as Pogba is. I think there's a story about Pogba. Pogba was always sort of looked on as the one that got away since 2012, and then he's been looked as that. So like obviously the bar was low for him in the sense that, you know, he was deemed as not good enough to make it at Old Trafford. So every time he did, which meant that people thought he was an average player, so every time he did something slightly above average, people thought, mistook him for being world class. And he's not world class. I just can't remember him ever having, you know, a game for United where I thought, you know what, or anyone where I thought, you know what, this lad justifies the hype. I do actually like Pogba as a person, and the fact that he came back and turned down other opportunities to go to bigger clubs with better teams, I admired that. But, you know, if he's going to start causing trouble, then he should just go. And he is actually, you know, still a saleable asset, and we can double our money on this guy and use it to buy more pressing, you know, strengthening more pressing areas such as a right winger, maybe another striker, definitely fullbacks. That would be, I mean, we got the money, we should have the money to do that anyway, but it's going to be it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how this situation plays out. Another story that surfaced was that Zinedine Zidane apparently wants to take over at United. You know, for me, that's a non-starter, really. I think Zinedine Zidane, similar to Pep Guardiola, you know, walked into a team that was, you know, a really top team, and it had great players. You know, he's never had to build anything from, you know, the ground up, if you get what I mean. And United are still in need of serious rebuilding. Like, obviously, Guardiola's come in at City, and you know he's made signings. A lot of his signings have flopped. I think he relies a lot on inherited players. Although there's no denying that Guardiola is the best manager in world football. He does, you know, he has had a lot of fortune in the state the teams have been in that he's joined. And you have to ask yourself, does Zidane? I mean, look, Zidane's won 3 Champions Leagues in a row. That is no mean feat. But his league record wasn't great. United are far from capable of winning the Champions League, and we just don't have good enough players at the minute. And I just don't know whether Zidane can build something up from the ground. So I would say I wouldn't be in favour of that. So that was an episode just about Manchester United. I'll try and diversify it tomorrow for the next episode. Thank you very much.